Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We're Carlene and Jill, two beauty editors turned podcasters. And can I just say, Jill, happy Pride, baby.
Happy Pride. And are you going to be taking part in any of the Pride festivities this year?
Actually, I will. And I'm kind of doing it a little bit differently. I'm actually going to be going to the family section, which I haven't done before. I feel like it's going to be a little bit less wild over there, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, Pride can like be in full swing this year because we had some virtual events and stuff, obviously during the pandemic, but now people can be out and see everybody show their pride in person, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be wearing like the sequined bra that I used to wear back in the day to Pride, but you know, I might get my nails done, like do some fun nail art or something like that, you know? Pride's just
That's
fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just like a dress-up party, no judgment, and, you know, maximum hair, give me the glitter. I love to see it all.
Yeah, it's truly amazing how the things we wear can give us that confidence, like that dopamine dressing boost. And I think hair is such a big part of that equation, whether it's for a special event or just in the course of our lives. And speaking of Pride, I know for a lot of people and a lot of young people, hair is really important to help to express on the outside the identity that they're feeling on the inside. And even we see that with breakovers too, this fresh start haircut idea. I think it's all really fascinating and it's part of what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, breakup haircuts. I think people are even having a personal moment where they're sort of like breaking up with past versions of themselves after the pandemic and like rediscovering a whole new life where they've quit their job or moved somewhere different. So there is new meaning behind it as well. It's not just about getting rid of the deadbeat guy. So we're going to be unpacking all of this today with two very special guests, the Queen Priyanka and hairstylist extraordinaire Kirsten Klontz. And this is in partnership with our friends at Dove Hair Therapy. So thank you to Dove for setting it all up and supporting our show and for supporting the Pride Love.
So Priyanka is a multi-talented performer, musical artist, and international entertainer who came from the world of YTV, the iconic kids TV channel for the uninitiated, where as Mark Suknanan or Suki, where he played host before being crowned as the first ever winner of Canada's Drag Race in 2020.
Yes, take the crown. It was so much fun to watch. And Priyanka is also a podcaster. Her show is called Famous This Week. And last summer, Priyanka debuted her EP Taste Test, and that's hit over 5 million streams with her hit single Come Through. And this summer, you can catch Priyanka on the road making the Pride performance rounds in Houston, Dallas, Chicago, and of course, in her hometown of Toronto.
And then it's on to a full U.S. tour in July. I know she's doing Australia in October. She's booked and busy.
And of course, Kirsten is here joining us as well. Kirsten has been a major hairstylist for more than two decades now. Her work has appeared in Grazia, Harper's Bazaar, Rolling Stone, and she often does the hair for celebrities like Kristen Cavallari and Lily Rose Depp when they're in Toronto for the International Film Festival. And of course, she works with Queen Priyanka.
So today we're going to be chatting about the power of hair, Priyanka's journey from Mark to Queen Priyanka, and how hair has been such an integral part of that transformation, along with some amazing ideas from Kirsten about the latest haircuts and styles that you can try at home or at the salon to switch up your look for your summer events, whether it's Pride or prom or any special event in between. Celebration is in the air, and I am so here for it.
And I just have to say, we had so much fun with this interview. We laughed a lot. Priyanka was like, she is just an entertainer to the max. So sit back and enjoy
all of that confidence tips and more. It's our virtual getting ready party just ahead. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Priyanka and Kirsten.
Priyanka, I mean, I watched you on Canada's Drag Race, and I mean...
You did?
Of course.
Of course.
Was I your favorite? Like, or were you rooting
well,
for somebody
I already,
else?
Well, I talked about how you were going to win. I predicted the win because we had Brooklyn Heights on our show.
Yeah.
I've already had it.
I called it from day one.
I came to see you. I've seen you multiple times perform. Uh-huh. And at Soho House, like, you just turned it out. It was so good. December of like 2019, it must have been. I saw you there.
Oh, yeah. That was as soon as I got back.
Yes. And filming. I was like, and it was like, right. Yeah. The show hadn't been announced. I saw you perform and I had seen you once before. And I was like, Priyanka's going to win. And I said it to Brooklyn Heights and Brooklyn was just like stone faced. Like, obviously couldn't say anything, but I called it.
Yeah. Plus, like, all the Botox. You know, she really got a lot of emotion.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about wigs. And, you know, I know that the transformations you did on that on Drag Race were so great. But maybe tell us, we can back it up a little bit. Tell us about baby Priyanka or Mark, as it were. You know, I remember you showed that photo from you as a kid on Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my gosh, pass the tissues. So can you talk a little bit about what your hair was like when you were a kid and what role that played for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I grew up in the suburbs of Ontario, Whitby, Ontario, represent, hey. And I obviously, like, as any kid growing up, you want to like look the coolest, right? You want to be like, I want to have cool hair. I want to look amazing. But like, what was hairstyle back then? Plus, coming from like a Guyanese family, they're like, you want to get your hair cut? Like, we'll just cut it in the garage. Like, literally, my dad was my hairdresser for like majority of my childhood.
That's mm-hmm. so sweet.
Full bowl cut. But mm-hmm. I was kind of rocking it. Like, I was giving you like cute, like, I was giving you like Bollywood actor. It was looking, I think it looked good. Like, looking back at the photos, I was like, oh, like I'm actually serving. Like, no wonder I ended up to be an international sensation. I was joking. But at the time, I remember like wanting like the Backstreet Boys cut, like which is what I have now, like the shaved sides yep. and like the long on top.
Yeah.
But I was always yep. like, I can't. I could never. And then there was a time where I kind of got like insecure about my hair. So I just buzz cut it all the time.
Yeah.
I look like the naked mole rat from Kim Possible for like a little bit. But then, you know, I came when I realized that I wanted to be a television host. I was like, I have to work on this hair thing. And then mm-hmm. bada boom, bada bing, I'm looking for you.
Let me ask you about that because I've done some broadcast stuff and I just feel like the hair is the thing that people comment on the absolute most. And just the risk for a helmet head is at an all-time high when you're doing broadcast TV. So do you have any stories from behind the scenes where people tried to style your hair a certain way and you were like, absolutely not, or anything from those days?
Yeah. I was very, I'm like very particular with everything. So when it came to doing my hair, I remember like one time I let somebody, not gonna name names, do my hair. And I don't know, hair is such a personal thing too, which is why people do feel like a big hair transformation or having healthier hair to look at is like so important to them because it is like you know, like putting on a new outfit, or like it really like plays with it, with your confidence. So when I was about to host something, like someone just like, they just weren't getting it. And like I had a very specific way of doing my hair, but like it was very like, just trust them, like try something new. And I just remember feeling like not myself. So it does happen. It happens to a lot of people too, because like, you know, we all don't know how to do our hair. Like whenever I see Kirsten styling my hair or like a wig that I have, I'm like, you have the gift. That's why I tell Kirsten, I'm like, you have the gift. Like you, she's like, what does that mean? I'm like, you're just good at it. Like there's people out there that are just good at styling. Like look at her hair right now. Nobody can see her right now because it's a podcast, but it's perfect. Like we can't compare to perfection. So anyways,
everybody needs like a BFF hairstylist in their life, I swear.
Yeah, we're the best friends with benefits.
Right, different kind of benefits, but benefits, serious benefits. But I totally feel what you were saying about how personal hair is and how linked it can be to identity. And like, I've watched a young person in my life like going through a gender journey. And one of the first things that he wanted to do was like cut his hair super short. And that was so significant to like reflect what was going on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's like, it's so huge. And I think a lot of people are curious because this is a podcast, like we said, what does your hair look like when you're Mark, you're not being Priyanka? What is the texture? What's your everyday? And like, how are you getting this look?
Oh.
Yes.
Great question. Well, I look normal. Thank you so much. I mean, I look exactly how I did when I used to host kids TV. I never really changed my hairstyle for like, I'm going to say for like a decade. Mm-hmm. Like I've had the same good old, my old faithful shave sides, carve a line into the side,
nice,
coiffed to the top, looking sexy. It's like basically like what I would say like the boy version of like a jacked bang, you know what I mean? Because it like gives you the height and the sexiness that you want. So I guess your question was like how I achieve it. Like whenever I'm out at the club and I'm having drinks with my girlies, like Kirsten, and then some shots, and then we're having a good time, and then someone takes their wig off and it's not me. I would say like right now to achieve like that shininess, because people love shiny hair. I'm understanding.
It's healthy hair. Like people, nobody wants to see a dried up wig. No one, like going back to like pandemic, you'd see people like on the news or on TV and then you're like, ooh, they're having a tough go at this right now. Like, yeah, like you want, everybody wants to have like healthy looking hair, right? So
yeah.
I think that the Dove Miracle Mist is a really good way to achieve that.
Yeah.
It's got the amino serums and the vitamin C in it. And like a lot of people don't know what that does, but it's got like the vitamin C like helps to produce collagen and protein and boost shine. So like using things like that are going to help you achieve that look, that like shiny, healthy look that everybody wants, no matter what the style is, you know? Yeah. Overall.
And like emphasis on Miracle Mist, like it kind of like
it does.
It touches your hair and you're like, oh, so this is what I was missing. Cool. Because before we were looking like tumbleweed on like the farm. And then like I put some Miracle Mist in and I was like, oh, okay, cute. And the cool thing about it too is that it also like gives your hair like a little bit of push too. Like you kind of push it around in different styles and try new stuff out. Like it doesn't get too like gunky, which I think is hard with hair products, I find. Like whenever you want to try a new style, it's like once you feel like once you put, you know, like a gel or something in, it's like, oh, I'm kind of stuck with this now. But with these soft stylers, it's like, oh, you could really like massage it. Like you could go into the one hairstyle and come out a new girl, like whatever.
And I use it, I really like using it for like second day hair. Like, you know, when you sleep on your hair, like in your ends, you wake up and your ends are a bit like, oop, they're a little bit like fuzzy from sleeping on it. And so I spray it on when I get up and I just find it like just reboosts the shine in the ends and like makes it healthy again. And like, I don't even have to do anything. I just like sort of like round brush the ends a little bit and it looks perfect. So it's a good like,
you know what I have been doing before bed now, ever since I've been introduced to these incredible products, is using the Leave-On Brilliant Gloss and Repair Serum. Because I put so much oil on my face, like it is wild. So now I've been putting the Gloss and Repair Serum in my hair before bed.
Yep.
I wake up looking like I just came back from vacation.
you were just born. Like
I looked like I was just born in North York General Hospital in 1991.
Yeah.
Fresh.
I mean,
exactly. It does that. Yeah.
It helps you out. It's like your sister. You know, when you're like crying in the bathroom to your friend, you're like, he hates me. He doesn't lie. I saw him kissing Karen.
Yeah.
That's what this does. It's a product that like has your back.
Yeah, it definitely
nice.
Does.
Wow. All of that in one bottle for less than $10. I am
all
in.
That for $7.99.
Okay.
We're following you on this journey. Tell us about when underneath all of that gorgeous, gorgeous North York hair, you knew that there was a young Indo-queer West Indian queen just waiting to come out.
I mean, I didn't know because like I said, I was like, remember when I was like, oh yeah, like I was like shaving my head because I wasn't that confident. Like I think that like speaking about hair and how it is kind of a big part of people's identity. It's like, I think that was my way of kind of like sinking into the background. Like, just like, don't focus on what your hair looks like. Just like shave it off and kind of like hide away. Don't make a statement because like of the uncertainty of my identity. I mean, like even when in the bar, like I barely go out now, but whenever you go out for dinner or something and you're kind of feeling low key, you put on a hat or, you know, you do these things that like kind of like hide your hair because like I feel like hair makes a statement and that's a beautiful thing. So I remember I used to go, you know, like my parents were Guyanese parents. So they'd drop us off at like every auntie's house down the street while they went to go party too. I remember like there was like one instance where I wanted to keep wrapping like a towel on my head to like emulate what is now a wig essentially. Because there was something about having like luscious long hair that made me feel more confident even though I was so suppressed. So I think that was that like little West Indian boy just waiting to come out. So it's weird because like underneath the hair, there was the boy coming to come out, but I put on something that felt like hair to make myself feel more comfortable. Is that interesting?
I love that. It's a journey.
Am I in therapy right now? Like, what the hell?
Exactly.
We just have that way with people. No. All right. Let's talk about some haircut transformations. If somebody wants to do their own makeover this summer or for Pride Month, what are you feeling if somebody wanted to have like a drastic cut? What is it these days? What are you feeling?
I'm loving the shags. Like the wolf cuts are a big thing. You're seeing that on like Billie Eilish, Miley Cyrus, Barbie Ferreira. Some people are like, oh, I'm afraid of bangs, but they shouldn't because like when you go into the stylist, like everybody's face shape is a little bit different. And like what your stylist is going to do is like contour. So like those layers come in and like kick around your jaw or kick around, like even you kind of use layers to like highlight someone's best feature, right? So like where you accentuate them around your chin, your lips, you use layers and fringe to like basically like highlight your best feature. So like cutting it like really like sharp around the eye and that kind of like circle in the corner of the eye, like you can do things like that. So that's why I love a shag and like a lot of people don't want to lose all their length. So it's kind of like a happy medium where they can like get a transformation, but they're not like lopping all their hair off if they don't feel like it. So, and it's just easy. It's such a good summer thing. Yeah.
There's like so many variations, like you said, with the layers that people can do so that it really can suit every like, you know, face shape,
what your needs are,
all of that stuff. But my kid has this haircut and I love it. But I'm not sure, like, I feel like there's got to be something for texture, like what type of product just to like show off that shag kind of thing. Like what's the best product, like texture product you'd recommend?
Anybody can rock it. And then it's just like finding the thing that'll like aligns with like your texture. So if it's like you've got fine hair, use something for volume. If you've got curly hair, you're going to want to use something for moisture that's going to like give you that definition to the cut, you know?
Yeah, totally. I love it on curly hair too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Great. It's a very versatile thing. So that's what's fun about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And what about medium length hair? I feel like this length kind of struggles because you're kind of like this weird in between and you're like in limbo between like going there, cutting it all off or just like growing it super long. So what ideas do you have there? Is there a celebrity who has inspired you with a look?
I say bowl cut it.
bowl cut it?
Yes.
Bowl
cut.
Bring
what
it back.
What do you say?
I like the lob. I like the long, blunt bob.
Still happening.
Really good. Yeah.
Didn't like, Victoria Beckham have that, like, when the Spice Girls reunited?
Yeah.
Doesn't Khloe have that now? Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah.
Or
yes, Khloe's yes, got yes. It. It's very sexy. Yeah.
Zendaya, Selena Gomez, Kerry Washington. Everybody's like,
Love Kerry Washington.
Yeah, like, it's such an iconic look. I don't know. It's just, like, it's so chic. And, like, it's almost like an accessory to your outfit. Like, it gives you that polish no matter, like, what you're wearing. And, like, that's what I think is really cool about it.
Especially that blunt, that bluntness. Like, I love that. Like, in wigs that I've been getting, I've been, like, asking for that, like, just straight across. Like, because
give me that edge.
You feel like a fashion model.
Right.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Victoria's Secret. Nice try.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a nice way, because if your hair's, like, say, mid-length, and you're like, I don't want to go right up to my chin, but you can take it to, like, a really sharp bob at your collarbone. Like, so it also puts you in a position where you can, like, grow it out easily if you want to, too. So it's there's a good middle ground where you can, like, get that big change without, like, you know, committing to something for long term. Like, those styles usually, like, grow it a little bit quicker because you're not going, like, to the chin or to the ear, you know? So,
because let's face it, no one likes commitment these days.
That's right, so 2018.
Yeah, you are.
I love it. Okay, let's talk about long hair ideas. What's a way, I think a lot of people will feel this who's listening, like, if you grow your hair long, you spend all that time, you want a really big transformation, but you don't want to lose the length. What's an idea for that?
I always say, because Kirsten styled this wig for Brooklyn once for One Queen, Five Queers, and now I copied the style. it's this gorge, just straight with a
Naomi
jack bang.
Campbell.
Yes. Yeah. It's so stunning. And, like, I don't know, like, for a while, I was, like, super into, like, curls and waves because it gave you so much body. But there's something about being able to wear a straight hair that I'm like, I'm literally the one. Like, I'm the one. Just, not the two, the one.
Yeah.
I would say that. Kirsten, over to you.
And I like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
She's been doing this for, like, 25 years. It's, like, long straight hair, but it's, like, it's still such a thing and it works. Like, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So. Can I admit something? Like, can I confess?
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't know if this makes sense, but Jennifer Aniston is my idol. Like, I don't know why. I look nothing like her. Don't relate to her. She's this random white lady.
She's an iconic queen. Crumbs,
but she is my queen.
Yeah.
My queen.
Yeah. No, yeah. She's iconic. She knows what works for her. And I think that's part of the secret in feeling confident in your hair is, like, knowing what works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's picked a look and she's stuck with it because it's like, it's like her brand in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, her hair has become her brand. And so I mean, it's interesting because, like, if you work in fashion or TV or film or all these different types of job, like, sometimes people, like, it's like Anna Wintour's bob. Like, it just becomes, it's like your statement thing. So it's cool that people can, like, use that as such, like, a strong identity point. So, like, I really appreciate it when somebody, like, finds something and you're like, that's the thing that really works. And, like, that's very cool. And obviously, like, hairstylists can always, like, help you get there. So that's good.
I'm obsessed with the long layers again. Like those, you know, the Aniston cut that everybody was a bit shorter, but I love those layers now and how everybody's wearing their hair up with, like, the strands down. It looks so good. And I wonder if you have, like, a 2022 trick for that high reflection finish. Cause I feel like people are, like, flat ironing their hair again, you know?
Yeah. People are definitely doing that. Moisture is key. So, like, I always say cause those looks, like, they take styling effort. Like, you're gonna have to use a flat iron, you're gonna have to use a blow dryer, you're gonna have to use a curling iron. Like, you're seeing those things where they're, like, pulled back really tight in the spiky bits, and then they're, like, you know, like, the sharp pieces in the front. So if you know you're gonna go into, like, a highly stylized look, like, start building your moisture. So, like, you say, like, if you're using heat, like, the Breakage Remedy shampoo and conditioner. So, like, start in the shower, then go in. Like, I never don't use, like, a leave-in conditioner. So, like, the 7-1 Miracle Mist, or for something like that, I'd say you really want to keep your moisture locked in. So then I would probably use the Brilliant Gloss and Repair, like, work it mid-length through, and then, like, get into, you don't have to worry once you're, like, using your heat if you put that kind of, like, foundation into your hair. So I think that's, like, a really important part. But then yeah, you just got to get your snatch right. It's all about where your ponytail winds up with the look and the pieces in the front. And then if you want it to be really glossy, you can always use the serum again to like give you that extra shine. So like, that's a trick that I do. It's like, I'll do the look, get it all pulled up and snatched. And then I'll go in and like, obviously like define pieces mm-hmm. with the serum again, so that you get that shiny effect. Cause that's like on camera, it looks so good.
Can you do the flat iron over the serum though?
Yeah,
or is it gonna smoke? Okay, because you know when you see that smoke, that scares me.
It's too hot. Turn it down. If you're seeing that evaporation, turn it down. Like that always. Like if you get, there's a sweet spot on everybody. So if you've got your flat iron,
yeah.
If you're flat ironing and you're seeing that like steam dissipating, turn it down to the point where you don't see that and you're good. And your hair, I promise you, you don't need it on 450. It will do the job at 350 and you're going to be fine. So yeah, that's like,
it's a find your temperature.
You know, Priyanka, I know that you go through your scalp. She goes through a lot. She's got wig glue. She's got, you know, lots of tape going on in there sometimes.
Lots.
So let's talk about what happens maybe after the wig comes off, how you keep your scalp looking gorgeous 365.
I wish you could see me when I took a wig off. Like, it looks like I got hit by a truck, first of all. Like, literally, when I take it off, and there's been times where I've, like, ripped my wig off at shows and threw it at Kirsten, like, and she always catches it. Always catches it. Always catches the wig. Always catches the wig. It is a lot of, like, because under there, it gets quite irritated with everything that I'm putting on it. Like, as you said, like, the glue. Plus, like, if you're, like, spraying, you know, the top of the wig, it's still going through the lace of the wig. Like, all of it's affecting you. So what I've been trying to use now and treating it, which is I've seen some results, and it feels like more moisturized and like less, I want to say less itchy. Because like the dryness can cause like this uncomfortable, remember as a kid when you got like eczema in your creases?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I explain what a dry scalp feels like. So there's a Dove Hair Therapy Dry Scalp Repair. It has like vitamin B3 in it and it relieves that dryness. But what you have to remember is that it's kind of like a three-step system that you should use like for 2 weeks with regular use. Then you could start seeing or feeling mm-hmm. the results and seeing mm-hmm. too. Like your hair is going to appear more moisturized and more like just happier.
Okay.
You know, you look at somebody and they seem miserable. When you do this, you're like, oh, that's a happy person. So it has like, it's a system of like the scalp moisturizing shampoo, has conditioner, a leave-on scalp treatment, and it comes together to be as iconic as I am and reduce the dryness. There was an era in beauty culture where everyone liked to look dry. Like everyone,
matte.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
100%.
Everyone wants to be matte.
Yep.
Everyone wanted to like look like a magazine cover. But now everyone wants to look like dewy and glossy.
Yes.
Like
hydrated.
Like just hydrated.
Glazed donut.
And I think that we have to really embrace this feeling of grease. Embrace the grease. That moisturized feeling. As long as you're not nasty and haven't washed your hair for 2 weeks. That feeling of like, you know, it's nourishing and it's great. Mm-hmm. Cause like also like, remember when like proactive was a big thing?
Yeah.
That like mm-hmm. that skin thing. And like we all have like really bad acne and stuff. And everyone was like, oh, like I have to keep my skin dry in order to not get pimples. Cause like moisture builds bacteria. Like for your hair and for your scalp, you want it to be juicy. Okay.
Yeah.
Like you want to feel juicy. You want to be juicy. You want to look bright and full and strong. So I would say like embrace it and a little bit of product goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is going to be the pride mantra. It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be juicy.
Juicy is the vibe.
I will say one thing that I think is interesting about that leave-in product is that you can use it on damp or dry hair, which is actually quite unusual for a leave-on scalp mm-hmm. treatment because normally they're all for like damp hair. And like this is the type of product where like I will forget to do the scalp treatment, like when my hair is wet, and I'll be like, oh my God, I meant to do it. So I like that there is that versatility that you can use it either way or like on second day hair or whatever. If you do, that's when I get like a little itchy sometimes, honestly, is when I'm when I'm like maybe putting too many styling products in and that kind of thing. So I like there's and curly hair people too. I feel like that's good for them.
All right. So it's special occasion season. There's pride. Yeah. There's prom. There's weddings. Everybody's going to weddings again.
Prom?
Yes.
I went to
music award shows.
Music award shows. Ooh. Quick question. Who did everyone go to prom with?
I went with my friend Mike. We were just friends though. Nothing scandalous, but it was.
Do you still talk to Mike?
I would if I saw him in my hometown. He's really nice.
I love that.
Yeah,
and I bet you he has beautiful hair.
Mike, you should holla at Jill because you never know. You always hear about these Facebook romances.
Oh, imagine.
You know, like people reconnecting.
Imagine. Pretty sure he's married. But...
Mike, where are you?
Come on, homewrecker.
I went with a guy and I like totally regretted it. I was like, I should have been single for that thing.
Like,
I did it wrong.
Yes.
What about you, Carlene?
You know what? I skipped my prom. I was like too cool for prom. And
pardon us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went and then we went straight to the after party. We like booked a hotel but we did go for a nice dinner. We did dress up, but like my girlfriend and I, we wore like pantsuits.
Okay.
Very
You know?
I was gonna say Romy and Michelle, but they wore dresses. But they did like a reunion where they wore pantsuit versions of their dresses recently, like very that.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very like working girl, but I'm not that old. But anyway, what about you, Priyanka?
I went with this dumb girl. I'm joking. She was fine. She's my friend. I went with a girl named Athena. And I remember we were like in the limo. First of all, she's beautiful. And I had gorgeous hair too, if we're still talking about hair. And I remember we're in the back of like the limo and she like reached over to hold my hand. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You better not touch my hand, girl. Like, I'm your sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they still do limos? Is that still a thing?
100%.
I think so.
Or it's
they
like
drive
suburbans.
Around in the big ass limos?
Suburbans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Whitby, Ontario, with the limo just pulled up. And I was like, woo.
Yeah. Like everybody's doing their own things these days. And like that is what's being embraced is like being yourself, being your own individual, break every rule in the book. Like I think that's really key. Like nobody should get hung up and being like, everybody's got to wear the big prom dress and the big huge hair. It's like, do whatever you want. Go to prom with a mohawk and a suit if you want. It doesn't matter. Like
I do, you know what though? I do love the little clips. I have to say like that we saw at the Met Gala and stuff, like all those little butterfly clips and the little flower clips and all that stuff that's back again, I think is so cute. Like if I was going to prom, I'd probably be rocking something like that, I think.
People are craving nostalgia right now. So it's kind of like stepping back into like the Baby One More Time, Britney eras and like all that kind of stuff with everything, clothing and hair and makeup and stuff now. But it's nice because like now instead of going for more like simplistic hairstyles, everyone's going for something a little bit more brighter and louder.
Yeah.
Which is like how it should be.
What are you wearing to Pride? Do you have like something prepared, Priyanka? Do you know yet?
I know everything. I'm literally my goal is to look like Beyonce on tour all month long. That's my goal.
Nice.
So like lots of sparkly costumes. I love wearing, because I perform so much, I love wearing like hair that's out of my face, like a jacked bang, and keep the hair back on one side. Or I love a half up, half down. We know I do.
Yes.
One time Kirsten took off a ponytail extension that she was wearing on set.
It was on my head. I was like, here, you could, this is
installed
yours now.
Installed it into a half a pound down for me.
It was amazing. Nice.
So I would
so
say.
Gorgeous.
I would say that.
Channeling Beyonce. Okay.
Always.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll look out for you.
The bigger, the better, you know?
Bigger, the better. The juicier, the better.
The juicier, the bigger. Yeah.
Oh, Priyanka, I thought you were going to say you would do Miss Cleo for I know. I was like, I just need Priyanka to say that she hates me on the mic. Perfect.
Yeah, I hate you. Coming at you live.
You didn't see that question coming? Come on.
I would say that my snatch game was the best and I should have won that episode. So all of you who are Canada's Drag Race fans know that that's true. Thank you.
You won for like awkwardness.
Would you do it, if you had to do it over again, would you do somebody different or would you do it the same?
No, I did the exact same person. Because you know what? I love to recreate my traumas.
You know, it was iconic. It was.
Regardless of anything. The lip sync we got after, I mean.
Yeah.
And if we're talking about hair, when I was just... If you haven't seen my lip sync, listen.
For your life, baby. It was for your life.
It was for my life. I was whipping my hair around. Like, that's whenever I do my hair and I use these amazing products, like, that's how I feel, honey. Like, just whipping it everywhere.
Amazing.
All right. We have a last final question for both of you. What is the one thing that you like to do that's an instant confidence booster, whether you're headed out to a summer event or just looking yourself in the mirror in the morning? You need that good mood energy. It does not have to be related to hair. What's your confidence tip?
I start the day by, you know, just give yourself a compliment. First thing you do when you get up, look in the mirror, say something nice to yourself. And then my second tip is put on some good tunes, like Cake. Yes. Go to iTunes and listen to Priyanka, because you got to get the jams right in the morning. 100%. I find that helps so much. Like, you put some good music on while you're getting ready, and like, it just puts your mind in like the right frame for the day. So I think that's my go-to.
Yeah.
What about you?
Kristen, I love that artist. That artist, Priyanka, is really
up and coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up and coming, future Met Gala attendee. I don't know why, but like, humans are conditioned to hate themselves.
It's true.
I don't know where that came from or why that's a thing. So I actually want to like emphasize Kirsten's advice to like compliment yourself and give yourself credit for something. Even if you're failing at something, like, give yourself credit for like at least trying it. And like, give yourself some grace. Like, I'm somebody that's super hard on myself, and I always feel like I'm not doing enough. And then I take a step back and I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, you're fine, hon.
Yeah.
You're fine. So that's a thing. Music is the thing. And for me, and I'm not, and I know it's not supposed to be hair related, but like, especially out of drag, like, when I do my hair and spray it with the 7-1 Miracle Mist and like blow dry it and use it with a round brush and like really quaff it up and push it back and feel set. Like, that's when I feel like, damn girl, you did your hair today.
It was funny because like during pandemic, I would go to the grocery store in like sweatpants, no makeup, but I would do my hair.
I was would like, you? I guess,
yeah, it's just that like one thing. I was like, I'm going to be bouncing around on the street looking good today for my little mental health walk. Like, but it
your
did.
Hot girl walk.
You know, like it gives that to you. So I mean, take that little bit of time for like self-care, get that in your routine, because I think like people don't realize like it's the little things like that can make such a huge difference also. So
I want to know what Priyanka, what you say to yourself when you look in the mirror to pump yourself out. Like, what do you literally say? I'm picturing this.
I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wow, your parents regret you. I'm just joking. I look at myself in the mirror and sometimes I'm like, I just give myself a pat on the back. I'm like, you know what? Everything that you said out loud, everything that you manifested, everything that you ever wanted to happen in your life is happening. And it's just the beginning. So keep working hard, kid. You got it.
Love it.
Amazing. Well, thank you both so much. All great tips, great advice, great laughs. Happy Pride, everybody. And we really appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.